Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. Today's program is brought to you in part by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis, support.greatdetectives.net, and become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net. Well, we had one lost episode between last week's show and this week's, plus we had a Christmas episode, which we're skipping over and we're saving for December. Today's program actually originally aired January 7th, 1951, and the title is The Case of the Invisible Thug.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Cora. Thanks for calling, Angel, but I have to take a rain check. Tonight I'm tied up with a guy who fell so hard for a girl, he never got up again.
This is Ed Hurley, he friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novel. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves The Case of the Invisible Thug. Friends, before we join the Falcon for his latest adventure, I want to tell you about the handiest little menu helpers a homemaker can have in her kitchen. They're the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads that are so handy for quick, easy snacks and sandwiches, appetizers, and salad toppings. There are creamy, mild-tasting Kraft cheese spreads and sharp-tasting varieties, too, all sure to be delicious, all sure to be the finest quality, because they're made by Kraft. And you know when you see the name Kraft on a product, you can depend on its quality. Tomorrow, when you shop, get several of the 9 famous cheese spreads made by Kraft. Now, the case of the invisible thug. It's early Sunday in New York when terrified Vera Castro fumbles with the key to her apartment with shaking fingers. Finally, she locates the keyhole, unlocks the door, and enters.
Hello, dear. Did you...
Vera, what's the matter with you?
It's Pete.
Pete? Pete Lloyd?
Yes, yes, I just saw him.
What's he doing in New York?
I don't know, but he's here.
Did he see you?
Well, I'm not sure. He did see me. There he is. What do we do?
Who is it?
SP Rashino's.
It's him.
Aren't you going to open the door for an old friend?
Bernie, we've got to get out of here.
Oh, it's 2 floors to the street.
Looks like I'm going to have to invite myself in then.
He's trying to break in. Bernie, do something. He'll kill us. I know he will. Pete, Pete, please leave us alone.
Stop shaking, baby. I'm not going to touch you. I wouldn't dirty my hands. Your husband, I come to see.
Put away the gun, Lloyd.
Hey, funny boy.
What do you want?
Yeah, Castro, what do I want? You run off with my girl. Yes, what do I want?
Well, you don't want me. You just said
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I don't want you. Not now. All I want is payment. And I'm taking it.
We don't have much.
You're living. That's much.
No, Pete.
Shut up, Vera.
Please.
Shut up. All right, Castro.
Lloyd. Lloyd, listen, give me a chance. Don't. Yeah?
Hello, my name's Pete Lloyd. I'm looking for Mike Waring, the detective.
Oh, you found him.
Oh, good. I want to hire you to do a job for me.
In that case, come in.
Right. I want to be sure I have the right boy, though. You are the one they call the Falcon, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Try to find your office. Don't you have one? Don't even have a trench coat. Hope I'm not making a mistake hiring you.
You already made a mistake, or you wouldn't be needing a detective. I suppose you tell me about it.
Well, Waring, I pick up the paper this morning, and what do you think I see?
I don't know, fair and warmer?
Says I'm wanted for murder. For murder!
Well, nothing like starting the day off on a cheery note.
I used to go with a girl in Pittsburgh. We break up, and she marries a guy named Castro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, somebody shoots Castro. Vera, that's the girl, tells the cops it was me. How do you like that?
I like it fine.
Huh?
Well, it brought me a client. You have an alibi, no doubt.
Well, I wasn't even in town. That's how come the law hasn't picked me up yet.
Well, it's going to pick you up.
What?
I'm not shielding you.
Oh, no, sure not, Waring. You know, I'll give myself up. They can't hang this on me. Only, I wanted to hire you first.
Mm-hmm.
You got to prove I didn't do it.
I suppose I prove you did.
I'll take my chances.
Oh, fair enough. I'll work on it. Add 50 a day in expenses.
Yeah, sure. But I can't figure. Why'd Vera do a thing like this to me? Why?
Well, maybe she killed Castro and thought you'd make a good patsy.
Okay,
let go.
Take that back, Waring. Huh? Vera wouldn't kill nobody. Not Vera. You're not going to say...
All right, chum, but let's call off the dance. I said let go.
She didn't do it, Waring. I know Vera.
All right. You didn't do it. Vera didn't do it. Nobody did it. But the guy's dead.
Sorry, Waring. It's kind of edgy.
You don't say.
The paper says it happened fast. Maybe Vera didn't get a good look. Maybe she really thinks it was me. I don't know.
Well, there's one way to find out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll ask Vera.
Of course I'm sure, Mr. Waring. It was Pete Lloyd. I know it. There can't be any mistake about it. I saw the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Pete. I begged him to listen to reason, but he wouldn't.
He tells me you used to carry a gun.
Well, yes, I had a night job. A girl out late, you know.
Yeah, sure, I know. You still have the gun?
No, I sold it when I got married.
Lloyd told me you used to hide the gun in a blue urn you had in the living room table. Is this the urn?
I told you that I sold the gun, so
yeah, sure
why
you did,
do you...
But you kept the urn after you married, and... Oh, what's this?
Wait a minute. I never saw that before. That's not the gun I used to have.
How can you be so sure? You've hardly even looked at it.
But I don't have the gun anymore.
You have this. It was in the urn.
Pete must have put it there.
Right under your nose?
I fainted when he shot Ernie. He must have put it there while I was unconscious.
Did you tell the police about fainting?
No!
Well, something new has been added.
Well, it didn't seem important. I told them what I saw. That's what mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm being framed. Don't you know that? Pete hired you just to find that gun. He was furious when I quit him and married Ernie Castro. He never got over it. So he killed Ernie and he's trying to put the blame on me.
Well, I hate to be unflattering, Vera, but I'm not sold on Pete Lloyd's mad passion for you.
But it's true.
Well, it's convenient for hooking Lloyd. But I happen to know that instead of crying in his beer because he was jilted, he's been booking a chick who has what it takes to make a man forget even you, Angel.
And I know that Pete killed Ernie. I saw him do it and he said that it was on account of me.
All right, Vera.
You don't believe me, do you?
I don't believe anybody. In my business, betting on dishonesty is the best policy.
And you think I killed Ernie?
Did I say that?
Well, what reason would I have?
How about Georgie Richards?
What?
Pete Lloyd says you were sort of interested in Richards.
Pete says. It seems that he's been making quite a study of me. I thought he just found me.
Well, people knew Pete used to go with you. They've told him things.
Oh, Mr. Waring, can't you see that he's just crazy jealous? Any man I ever spoke to he's going to make something of. Yes, I know Georgie Richards, but I'm not interested in him. He was interested in me, but I didn't want to have anything to do with him.
Oh?
Now, look. I loved Ernie, and that is the truth. Georgie Richards is just like Pete. Anything to make a buck. Gambling, stealing, whatnot. Well, I'm through with that sort. All they mean is trouble.
Well, some people like trouble.
I've had my fill. And now, if that is all, Mr. Waring...
Yes, for now... Goodbye, Vera.
Goodbye. I'll show him. Hello. Georgie Richards, please.
Action soon in the Triangle murder case. Pete Lloyd, sweetheart of Vera Castro and accused by her of the murder of her husband, surrendered to the police early today. He was grilled for hours, but the police were unable to shake his story and he was released. It is believed, however, that he had gave some important information which, if confirmed, may lead to an arrest. The nature of...
It'll be confirmed. The Falcon will see to that.
Tell me something, Pete.
Yes, here, Kay. What do you want to know?
Did you kill Ernie Castro?
Well, you heard what the man said, didn't you? Police couldn't shake my story. He couldn't shake it.
You didn't answer my question.
Now stop worrying. They can't pin this on me.
I'm not worried about that.
Just want to know, is there blood on my hands? All right, Kay, look at him. Look at him.
I just want to know, do you still have a case on Vera?
That's all over. All over. I told you.
I wonder.
Baby. Come here.
I don't care what you do, Pete. I don't care how many men you kill, but not for another woman.
Will you cut that out? I told you I'm through with Vera. All I want from her is for her to get what's coming to her.
You hate her.
I hate her.
Well, that means you're still interested.
Oh, I don't know. Hello.
Hello, Pete.
Vera.
Yes, your address was in the newspaper.
What does she want?
Pete, I've got to see you. Can you come over here right away?
Why?
I'll explain when I see you. It's important.
All right, Vera, I'll be over.
You're not going to see her.
The heat's on. She's squirming. I want to see her squirm.
No, Pete. Forget her.
Will you shut up?
Pete, listen to me.
I said shut up.
My lip's bleeding.
Here's a handkerchief. Now get out of my way, will you?
Pete?
Yeah, sure, baby, sure. And now, Vera?
Why don't you come on over here? Sit down beside me.
Sure, why not? That's it, Vera. Turn on the glamour. See how far it gets you.
All right, Pete. Isn't it enough that you killed Ernie? Can't you leave me alone?
Leave you alone? You asked me over. It was your idea.
I mean the gun. And hiring Mike Waring. Telling him there's something between me and Georgie Richards. You're trying to put the blame on me for Ernie's murder.
Like you tried to put it on me.
Well, could we make a deal? If I change my story?
Couldn't we make a deal?
All right, laugh. Just laugh. But you had your chance. Remember that.
I'll remember.
I'll prove you killed Ernie.
Is that a fact?
Because you did kill him. You did, you did.
Relax,
you
baby.
Killed him. You're a murderer.
How many times are you going to say that?
Until you admit it.
What's to admit? I killed him. You know that, I know it. But if you expect I'm going to admit it to anyone else, what are you grinning about?
I'm not grinning.
You were. What is it? Why did you make me... The other room. You got somebody in the other room, haven't you?
Ow, you're hurting me.
Answer me. The other room. Maybe the law, huh? Will you answer
me? Wait, stop me.
Well, I'll find out. Hey, you come back here. Well, what do you know? Georgie Richards, huh?
Let's go.
So this is your witness, Vera. Some witness.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm not going to do anything. Vera thinks your word's going to help her. She punk like you.
And for a minute she had me worried.
Leave him alone, Pete.
Sure, baby, sure. I wouldn't think of messing up pretty boy. All I'm trying to figure, just what were you trying to pull here anyway?
Nothing.
Well, that's all it's going to amount to. You can bet on that. Just a great big zero.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, Pete Lloyd may think that Vera's ideas add up to zero, but I have an idea that'll add up to a lot of eating pleasure for you. It's an idea for some delightful appetizers to serve before dinner, and such easy ones at that. You just clean some celery stalks, be sure they're chilled and crispy, and then stuff them with delicious Roca cheese spread. One of the 9 delicious cheese spreads made by Kraft. What appetite tempters they are. Because creamy Roca cheese spread has a zesty blue cheese flavor that's unusually delicious. And it's as smooth as satin for really easy spreading. Like all the Kraft cheese spreads, Roca is a wholesome dairy food made from only the finest ingredients. And for a variety of appetizers, try Sharp Old English brand spread, full-flavored Smokel, and the new Kraft cheese and bacon spread, too. But of course, you'll want to try all 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. Look for them in colorful new tulip-designed drinking glasses you can use again and again. Why not collect a whole set? Tomorrow, get several of America's favorite cheese spreads, the 9 famous cheese spreads made by Kraft. And now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Pete Lloyd was tricked by Vera Castro into revealing his guilt in front of a third party. Now in Mike Waring's combination apartment office.
Hello?
Is this the Falcon?
Yes, this is the Falcon speaking.
Well, this is Vera Castro.
Oh, yes, Angel. I'm glad you called. There's got a report on the gun. It's the murder weapon, all right.
Oh, so now you're sure I killed Ernie?
I didn't say that.
Not in so many words.
Well, it's not important. What do you want?
An apology.
When I see proof.
I have proof, positive proof, that Pete Lloyd killed Ernie. That's why I phoned.
Oh?
If you will meet me at police headquarters in half an hour, I'll show it to you. You will see that... Ow.
Vera. Oh. Hello. Hello.
Who is it?
Me, Mike Waring.
All right, just a second. Hello, Mr. Waring. Come on in.
What happened to you, Angel?
I got knocked out.
And that proof you were talking about?
Gone.
Surprise.
You don't believe me, do you? You think I just faked the whole thing?
Well, it does look phony. As phony as the gun in the urn.
Oh, then you realize that was a plant.
No, I didn't say that. I just said it looked like it. But you never can tell. Just what was the proof you were supposed to have had?
A tape recording of a conversation between me and Pete Lloyd.
How'd you get it?
Well, I remembered that Georgie Richards had a tape recorder, so I called him.
I thought Richards was nothing but trouble. You weren't going to have anything to do with him.
I needed his machine. You don't believe me, do you? You think there's something more to it?
Look, why are you so concerned about what I believe?
I don't know.
All right, anyway, you made a recording.
Yes, I did. Georgie hid the microphone under the pillows on the sofa. I got Pete to admit that he killed Ernie, and we got it on the tape. And then when he left, I called you.
Mm-hmm.
But Pete must have figured out that something was wrong, because he came back, heard me talking to you, and knocked me out.
How about Richards?
What about him?
Was he here when you phoned me?
No, he'd gone too.
Oh, too bad. He might have seen.
But he was here when we made the recording. He'll tell you.
Yes, I'm sure he will. But I'd rather hear what Pete Lloyd has to say about it, so let's go, shall we?
What are you going to say to Pete, Mr. Waring?
Oh, I'll just check his story against yours, Vera. And look, don't you think it's about time you started calling me Mike?
Could be.
Well, here's his floor.
Except that you're still working for him. What's that?
I think that came from Lloyd's apartment.
The door locked?
Yeah, I'm going to break it in.
Wait, wait, wait a minute. I think someone's coming.
Yeah. Well, hello, Angel. What happened?
It's Pete.
Where is he?
Right there. On the floor.
Oh, Mike!
I see him, Angel. No wonder she screamed.
Is he dead?
Yes, Vera. Somebody knifed him. He's very dead.
Mike, don't you think we should have stayed back there with Kay until the police came?
No, I didn't want to waste time. I'll check back. All right, get in.
Well, what's the hurry? Where are we going?
To see Georgie Richards.
You said you wouldn't take his word.
Oh, I won't.
Well, then why?
Now you'll see.
Mike.
Yeah?
I didn't kill Pete.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe. I wish you'd believe me.
Where does Richards live?
Oh. Clyburn Apartment. But I still don't understand.
Look, you borrowed his recording machine. Now it's my turn, that's all.
Well, what do you want it for?
You didn't notice me pick this up at Lloyd's, did you?
What's that? The tape!
A tape. Whether it's the tape remains to be seen. It was lying on the floor.
Well, that must be it.
Well, we'll see.
And if it is, will you help me?
If it is, will you need help?
Well, it'll prove that I didn't kill Ernie, but I may be accused of Pete's murder. So will you prove that I didn't kill him?
You want to hire me, Angel?
Yes.
Well, I just lost one client, so I'm available. But considering what happened to that client, maybe you'd better think it over.
Here's Richard's apartment, 205.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Well, it sounded like something fell over.
Yeah, there goes some more. Must be a free-for-all. Come on, open up.
What do we do?
Well, I just guess I'll have to... Wait a minute, stopped. I was just about to break it in.
No. Anybody coming?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they couldn't hear me during the fight. I'll try again.
Wonder what that was all about.
I wouldn't know. Seems we're always butting into something. Hello, I...
Mike, catch him!
I got him. Wait till I get him into this chair. Close the door for it.
All right. Well, I don't see anybody else in the apartment, Mike. But look, everything's all upside down.
He's gone, the window.
Who was it, Richard?
I don't know. Big guy. I never saw him before.
What was he doing here?
When he was searching the apartment, he had all the doors out. I came in, caught him, and right away started swinging.
Uh-huh. Say, Vera, go in the kitchen and see if there's some ice in the refrigerator.
Hey, what's that for?
You should see your face, Jim. It's all out of shape.
Huh?
And that shiner's a honey. Mm. Well, we'll patch you up, and then I want to try your recording machine, okay?
Is that a fact?
Because you did kill him. You did. You did.
Relax, baby.
You killed him. You're a murderer.
How many times are you going to say that?
Until you admit it.
What's to admit? I killed him. You know that. I know. But if you expect I'm going to admit it to anyone else...
Well, Mike?
What are you grinning about?
Well, I guess that does it.
Now you see that I've been telling the truth.
All right, Vera. Lloyd killed your husband. But who killed Lloyd?
Well, that's what you're supposed to find out.
Well, maybe it's the character who beat up on me.
Yeah, maybe so, Richards. What did he look like?
Well, he's a big guy.
Yeah, so you said.
Blonde, straight hair. He had a pushed-in nose.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
A rugged jaw. He looked sort of like an ex-pug.
Mm-hmm. How was he dressed?
Well, he had a gray pinstripe suit, a blue shirt, a dirty yellow tie, a two-toned shoes. Oh, and yeah, his belt buckle.
What about it?
It was initialed J.H.
J.H., huh? Well, now we're getting somewhere.
You think you know who it is, Mike?
Think I know where I can find out.
Where?
Phone book.
The phone book?
Yes, I'm not the only private detective in town. I'll try all the J.H.'s till I land our boy.
You think he's a detective?
Think it's worth a try. This case is tightly knit. You, Vera K. I don't see an outsider fitting in, unless he was working for one of you. So a detective looks like a good bet.
You could be right, Mike.
Well, sure, Angel. Why so surprised? Come on, I'll take you home, then I'll go to work on it.
This is Ed Herlihy again, friends. Well, now, while Mike takes Vera home and does some more work, I'd like to say a few words about those 9 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. That's right, I said 9. So there's a variety to please every taste. There are the creamy, mild-tasting ones, like Kraft pineapple cheese spread, Kraft olive pimento cheese spread, and Kraft relish spread. And there are the sharp-tasting kinds, too, such as Kraft Limburger cheese spread, Smoke Hell, and the new Kraft cheese and bacon spread. All of them are delicious. And good for you, too, because they're wholesome dairy foods made from only the finest, purest ingredients. For easy sandwiches and snacks your folks can help themselves to, keep your refrigerator stocked with several of the 9 famous Kraft cheese spreads. Now, back to The Adventures of the Falcon. 10 minutes have passed, and the Falcon is fulfilling his promise to drop Vera at her house on his way to solving the case.
Well, so long, Vera. I'll let you know how I make out.
All right, Mike. Good night.
Oh! I've been waiting for you, sister.
Hey, stop it!
Your eyes out.
You'll have to tear out mine first, Kate.
That's a good idea.
Come on, break it up. Break it up.
She killed me. She killed him, and now I'm going to kill her.
You're not going to do anything.
Ow, you're breaking my arm.
Let go of her. Let go of her.
All right.
You all right, Vera?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you okay? No use making like a maniac. That won't help anything.
You don't understand. I loved her.
Yeah, sure. Well, everyone to his taste.
Why, you... Ow!
I don't like to hurt you, Kay, but I can't let you go till you calm down.
Oh.
Now, come on, Kay. You better go with me. So long, Vera.
Goodbye.
Sorry if I hurt you, Kay. I don't like to rough a lady, but you haven't exactly been a lady, Angel. Now, come on.
And how do you feel now, Angel?
Rotten, thanks.
And belligerent?
No. Tired.
Well, that's an improvement.
Where do we go from here?
You go home, I go to work.
I see.
Yes, and you stay home.
If I don't?
You'd just be wasting your time. I'm phoning Vera to keep her door locked until I get back.
Oh, you're going back?
Uh-huh, as soon as I nail J.H.
Who's J.H.?
He's the key to this case.
And you know where to find him?
I know where not to find him, and under the circumstances, that'll be just as good.
Did you find J.H.?
I have a lead on him, Richards.
Oh, good. Come in and tell me, huh?
Yeah. If you saw him again, Richards, could you identify him?
Sure.
Well, maybe I can arrange it. But I want to be sure I'm not making a mistake. Now, you said he's a big guy.
Well, at least 6'2".
Mm-hmm. Now, how'd you say he was dressed?
Pinstripe suit, gray.
Gray? Thought you said it was brown.
Did I?
I'm pretty sure you did. Vera remembered.
Yeah, well, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's right. It was brown. Brown pinstripe, I forgot.
Uh-huh. You should have kept notes, Richards.
Well, so I made a mistake.
Yes, a big mistake. Because you did say gray before.
Well, okay, then. I told you.
Yeah, sure. And you switched when I bluffed. Because you weren't sure. Because you weren't describing J.H. from memory. You were describing him off the cuff. Because there isn't any J.H.
Are you nuts?
Well, it's been so rumored that verification is lacking.
You think I busted my face out of shape like this myself?
No.
Whoa.
I think Pete Lloyd busted it for
Lloyd.
You.
Lloyd?
Yeah, when you tried to blackmail him.
What are you talking about?
After you and Vera made the tape, you returned to Vera's. You conked her, you swiped the tape and tried to blackmail Lloyd with it. He offered to pay, but when you produced the tape, he made a grab for it. There was a fight and you knifed him.
I suppose you can prove that.
Now, come on down to police headquarters and I'll show you.
Well, I have a better idea.
Oh, I'm glad you decided to put up a fight. It gives me a chance to like your other eye.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I thought so. The knife.
Come on, let's go. Let's
go. Sure, when you drop that knife, go ahead, drop it.
All right, all right.
Thought if we got in a fight, you'd pull that knife again. I have an idea the police lab will find specks of dried blood on it. Lloyd's blood. That's the trouble with playing with knives, Richards. You're likely to get stuck.
For a detective who operates out of his hat, you do all right, Mike.
Oh, shh.
What's the matter?
Well, it's bad enough my setup isn't according to Hoyle, but on top of that, do you realize the awful faux pas I pulled on this particular case?
No, what?
I went all through this case without once getting knocked out.
That's right. I took the lumps for you.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't you worry. I won't breathe it to a soul.
That's my girl.
Hey, but I know one way we can keep from being too unorthodox.
What's that, Angel?
Well, right now I can ask you, how did you know that Georgie Richards was the murderer?
Oh, well, that business with J.H., the only time Richard saw that stranger was when they were struggling, yet he gave me a perfect description.
Yeah, but what was the purpose of creating the mythical J.H. anyway?
To explain Richard's shiner. Richards killed Lloyd in a fight. The fight left marks on him. He had to explain them away, so when we arrived at his place, he staged the sound effects of battle and invented J.H. to account for the condition of his face.
I see.
And I pretended to go along with the gag to give him time to forget some details. Well, he did, and that's it.
And now you see that I didn't have anything to do with either of the murders. You didn't want to believe that at first.
Oh, what gave you that idea?
I could tell by the look in your eyes.
You mean you can tell what I'm thinking by just looking in my eyes?
That's right.
Well, can you tell what I'm thinking now, Angel?
I certainly can. Good night, Mike.
For the best in taste in the margarine you buy, get Parquet margarine made by Kraft. Yes, Parquet is the margarine millions prefer to any other because it tastes so good. And it tastes so good because it's always fresh. In states where the law permits, get yellow Parquet in its wonderful new Flavor Saver aluminum foil wrap. Elsewhere, get Parquet in the regular package or handy Color Quick bag. In any package, Parquet is the margarine that tastes so good because it's always fresh. That's P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Get a pound tomorrow. The Case of the Happy Hoodlum.
Case of the Happy Hoodlum. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring learns that for people who want to crash out of jail, murder can be a bad break. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon, transcribed today, are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Jerome Epstein, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Chuck Webster as Lloyd. Be sure to hear The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. Check your newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Herlihy speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Welcome back. Some great twist, and it illustrates the perils of making up a detailed description off the top of your head. I was suspicious about just the number of details in that description. Also, given that we're playing Squad Room now, it's weird that we got a random appearance by Chuck Webster. It's also kind of weird that when they do credit someone other than Les Damon or Ken Paxton, they don't credit the entire cast or even the major players. It just seems to be one random person who gets credited. At any rate, we turn to listener comments and feedback now, and we start on Facebook. And Matthew writes, I like the Falcon, but not one of my favorites. It's tolerable as long as the antagonist is not the mob or a gangster. I get bored and uninterested if the underworld is involved, especially if the so-called client is a gangster or mob person. I think when a regular everyday person is the client and the antagonist as well, are the most interesting because everyone knows a mob person always shoots people or is shot and it's just a big yawn. Well, thanks for the comment, Matthew. I think it's implied here that the Falcon's client was a bit of an underworld character. But I do in today's episode, but I think that they still managed to have an interesting mystery by having a twist and a second murder, because I was, you know, there at the beginning, it's like, okay, what's this going to be since we know that the client did it? But the story manages to, I think, throw in surprises. So personally, I think it's always a great idea to bear with the Falcon. Then I have a question from the site called X regarding the Thin Man, and DLAFO writes, really enjoyed this rare one. Liked the relationship and the wit, particularly liked how Nora doesn't go to pieces on seeing a dead body, or even holes in a head from a shooting. I understand that there are a few of these episodes around. What chances are there of discovering a stash? Well, thanks so much for the question. My answer, of course, is that I don't know. In general, I'd be much less surprised if two or three episodes emerge rather than a whole stash, because the series has some difficulties in terms of the odds of programs being in circulation. For one thing, the bulk of the series occurred during World War II, and then it was on CBS until the end of 1947. And with the exception of the anchor hawking run of Casey Crime Photographer, there's not a whole lot of those programs before 1948 in circulation. We ran into that, for example, with Sam Spade, which was on CBS during that period. And probably the most promising bit is a summer show over NBC, which we actually have two episodes of that run, but those are not very good because they were kind of tinkering with the format to make it more of a sitcom. And then the series went back to Mutual and then later to ABC, and those both can be places that have either a low number or no episodes in circulation. So many ABC or mutual programs from like the late 40s, early 50s with nothing or just one episode in circulation. So I would just, looking at the distribution of the episodes, be surprised if we've got a ton that came in. However, the comment on the site called X jogged my memory a bit, and I checked to a now defunct website we used to cite quite a bit, the Digital Deli FTP. And I remember reading their log on the Thin Man, author who I don't personally know and whose name I'm not certain who he was or if he's still with us currently. But I remember reading his Thin Man log, and this is pretty much the same way it read back in 2010. Given the overwhelming popularity of the series for the first six seasons of its various runs, it's a foregone conclusion that there are at least as few as 200, or many as 300 example programs in some collectors' holdings. The few examples in circulation come to us from the various AFRS programs through which the various Thin Man adventures were transcribed and syndicated through the AFRS. In response to this regrettable situation, we can only yet again remind those collectors sitting on the bulk of the surviving examples that time is running out. We've identified some 30 or so uncirculated examples of Thin Man adventures in our own collection of 23,000 reels, cassette tapes, and electrical transcriptions from the era. So we can safely assume that there are more that will surface in the next few years, or quite frankly, they risk being lost forever. We point this out simply to remind our fellow collectors and archivists that one can only hedge one's bets on the popularity, e.g. perceived market value, of examples of the Thin Man adventures for so long. We'll have our own additional 30-plus transcriptions digitized before long, and as other collectors do the same, who's ever sitting on the remaining surviving programs will only see a commensurate decline in their market value. These are not a finite resources. Despite everyone's best efforts, those examples that remain undigitized simply continue to disintegrate or corrode beyond satisfactory recovery. Now, that was written February 26, 2009, or more than 15 years ago. And in that time, one new complete episode is all that's become publicly available. And it also has to be said that in the 14 or so years that the Digital Deli was up, the owner of the site never made reference to having digitized those reels, tapes, etc., with those 30 episodes of The Thin Man on them. Of course, it could have been done, but never quite announced. If he was choosing to digitize his collection, but to keep them private. But the points on degradation are also something to consider. So there could be a stash somewhere, or there could have been a stash 15 years ago, or stashes 15 years ago, but the digitization was not done. And of course, the whole idea speaks to like a super secret level of OTR collectors, whose activities I'm not at all privy to, and I suspect is a shrinking breed. And when those sort of collectors pass, there are a few things that could happen. First, it could end up being left to someone or falling into the hands of someone who doesn't know at all what it is, and might junk it or give it to a thrift store or what have you. Second, it could end up going to some university or collection where it's not going to be publicly available. And there exist quite a few old-time radio programs you can only hear by going to the Paley Center in Los Angeles or the Library of Congress, that sort of thing. What needs to happen for it to be enjoyed and appreciated by a wider audience is for it to go to a preservationist and someone who is going to eventually make it available for a wide audience to enjoy and experience. And I'm always on the lookout and eager for pleasant surprises. But in the meantime, I'll just bring everything I can find. And then finally, we have a comment on YouTube. And Ron writes in praise of the Green Gorillas from Ellery Queen. Great tonal quality for such an old program. Thanks for the upload. Well, thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate it. And that will do it for today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. And if you're enjoying the podcast on YouTube, be sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and mark the notification bell. All those great things that make the channel grow. We will be back next Monday with another episode of The Falcon, but join us back here tomorrow for Squad Room, where
I very rarely leave the switchboard. Lots of tenants here I imagine I've never seen.
Well, it is a big building, Scan.
I mean, I know it sounds funny. I lock myself in. I bring my own food.
In a big building like this, no super, no watchman. Woman here works nights all alone.
Detective.
Yes?
There is a night man.
Who? Where?
I shouldn't say this.
Say what, man?
The way he acts.
You holding anything back, lady?
He drinks.
What's his name?
Hank.
Yeah, Hank what?
Hank.
He's supposed to be on duty in here? This building here, right?
I feel better when I don't see him. That's why I locked the boardroom door.
Well, what do you mean, feel better?
I don't know. Please, I've never seen that old lady before.
You said you weren't sure.
Take me home.
But didn't you tell me you thought you'd seen her before, but you weren't sure?
In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram. Instagram.com/GreatDetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.